Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
He assaulted the customer, grabbed the cash, and ran out.
So, how?
Say when, height-wise.
We're going to start up here. Just tell me when.
I'll start in the bottom. And
whatever 5'10 is, he was 5'10.
Ethnically, I mean, did what, I mean, was he like us or?
A woman?
No.
Female?
No,
I would say.
Was he
like,
what?
African?
Was he African?
African.
No, he was American, and he was like you. He looked just like you.
He's Jewish.
Just
Jewish.
Like
okay.
Him.
Okay, Jew. The Don and Mike Show.
You're listening to the ramblings of a moron.
Is everybody happy?
Is everybody happy?
Huh?
Yes, sir!
Yes, sir!
Is there a problem?
Yeah, you never shut up!
They love, fully and completely, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we sure do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it is.
So good. All right, so here's who we're going to talk to today. You may remember her as I do from the Wonder Years, Winnie Cooper.
Ooh. Mm. Winnie Cooper, Kevin's love interest.
Mm.
Yeah.
Hot as balls.
Very cute.
Really. And I think it's part of the reason that I am attracted to Michelle Wie. I think that Michelle Wie is like an Asian Winnie Cooper.
I've never heard that theory before.
I've thought it as I watch her hit the ball and think, okay, how old is she?
I'm not going to forget that, and I'm
She's
also
16.
I'm not going to forget the fact that your mom's bra smelled like Ace Bandage either.
All right, here is Danica McKellar. Hi, Danica.
Hello.
Hi there. How you doing, honey?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
It's great to speak to you. Boy, did we love you on the Wonder Years.
Oh, thank you so much.
How old were you when you were making that show? How many years did you do it, and how old were you when you did it?
I started when I was 12 and finished when I was 18.
Wow, I forgot that show had that long a run.
How did you manage all those years with that troll Fred Savage? I mean, especially once you started to figure out what boys were all about. I mean, did you realize, how old were you, like 14, 15, when you realized that your love interest on the show is just a little clod?
What kind of abuse is this? We had a great relationship, very brother-sister, and it was all good.
You know, you hear this all the time, obviously, that the you know, about child stars and kids that get involved. You know, did you have any issues at all after the Wonder Years? Or, I mean, have you maintained your acting career? Obviously, it looks like you have. You've stayed in the business. But, you know, why do you think child stars get so messed up? Is it just too much fame? Is it too quick?
Yeah, well, and I think the reason is because with all that fame and glamour and everything else that happens at such a young age, you know, you end up feeling like that's where your self-value comes from. That's where... You know, that's where your self-esteem lives, and
right.
That's what you have to contribute to the world. And then if any particular acting job ends, then what do you have left? And you end up looking outside of yourself. I was very fortunate to have extremely supportive parents who always believed that education came first. We didn't even go to the Emmys the first year that The Wonder Years was nominated, which was also the year that we won, because I and my sister went on a river rafting trip with my dad. We were up in Oregon on the river.
That's cool. That's how that keeps you grounded.
And Mike, who's that?
Absolutely.
Who's that cat who was Kevin Arnold's brother who was friends?
Jason Hervey.
Yeah, we
Jason
were
Hervey.
Friends. We were friends with him for a while.
We hung out with Jason Hervey. Like, that was definitely post one, just after the Wonder
right
Years.
When he was...
That's why we were hanging out with him. It was right after the Wonder Years.
Uh-huh.
And now he's kind of a wild man, right?
He was pretty funny. I remember when he was, I think, 15 when I first met him, when we were first doing the show. And what I remember most about him is that he would be asleep often in the schoolroom. You know, we'd all be at our little desks working. He'd be snoring. It's like, what? Doesn't he have work to do? And then he got a new car, like, every month.
Yeah, that would
wow.
be...
That would be his car and get a new one because he got bored with it.
The aforementioned stars that go wrong after that. Yes, there he'd be in that category.
He's one.
Oh, he seemed to do just fine.
Yeah, he was all right.
So you seem kind of like Winnie Cooper in real life. I mean that, I guess, is a compliment.
It's kind of that wholesome image. Is that's kind of your Hollywood image, too, right?
Which is what's my Hollywood
wholesome? You're kind of, you sound very wholesome, Danica. You sound very like, are you, you know, are you married now?
No, I'm not married.
Are you seeing anybody?
Yes, I have a boyfriend.
Oh, okay. All right. And have you been married?
No.
And how old are you now?
32.
32.
Wow. Jesus Christ, that makes me feel old.
I know.
If you are
but
old.
But I know. I mean, I don't play, I don't ever get roles in my 30s. I always play in my 20s still. Yeah.
So you
they
still
say
look
I'm very
young.
Young face. Well, a lot of people, I mean, when I was on the West Wing, I played, played 24. So that was, I guess that's, and you know, they look at you and they say, "What do you look like?"
And you sound young too. I mean, on the phone, you don't sound 32.
Oh, thank you.
Have you thought about smoking cigarettes like Marlboro Reds, taking up the habit?
No, actually.
All right, okay. You know,
have not considered that.
Have you ever done anything awful to in your life at all?
Anything that, did you say that made me hate my life?
Have you ever done anything awful that you're very embarrassed of? I mean, something that on your.
Let me put it to you this way: if I did, I wouldn't tell you.
Oh,
okay, but
bummer.
Just, have you ever done anything bad?
Well, I've made mistakes, like everyone
listen,
else.
I'm not trying to pin you down like and trying to be a priest in confession here. I'm just trying to find out, have you, in your lifetime, I'm not talking about mistakes. I'm just talking about done something that at the time you've known it was wrong, but you did it anyway.
It's kind of the theme of our show, Danica. We look for the, you know, we look for
the flaws.
The flaws, the dark side.
As a person in young Hollywood and viewing all of the young Hollywood around me who makes lots of mistakes,
right.
I would say, and I'm not criticizing your show at all, but one of my missions is to help girls see a different way to go other than following what is now being heralded in a way as being glamorous, which is being sort of irresponsible with your life. And just like you brought up smoking, just like in the old movies, people would smoke and it looked so glamorous. Well, the viewers took up smoking because they thought it would make them glamorous. In the same way, when you associate glamour with irresponsibility, then, you know, you're putting out the wrong message. Right. And so, you know, one of the things that I wish were true is that we focused more on actresses like Natalie Portman and Claire Danes who go out and get an education.
They're hot. I'll tell you what, as I light my cigar and Mike lights a cigarette.
Do you find, hold on a second.
Mike, hold on, I want to show you something first.
Okay.
Hold on. Mm-hmm. Did you know that Danica was in Stuff magazine?
No, I didn't. I haven't seen, I swear, I apologize, Danica, but oh my God, you're beautiful.
Well, thank you.
I mean, you were an adorable little girl, and my God, you're gorgeous.
You minx, you are an enigma. You are wearing your underpants and a bra and like high leggings in these photos.
Oh my God.
Black lingerie.
Oh, wow.
I remember I got to the photo shoot, and I didn't know what to expect, and it was this big rack of all black, and I'm like, that's kind of sexy and cool.
Yeah,
so you went out and got yourself a college education and all that good stuff?
Yes, I did.
And so you really are kind of, and I would imagine playing 24 when you're in your 30s, playing young is a tremendous advantage in Hollywood, isn't it?
Well, maybe it's because I didn't take up the smoking.
Yeah. It's a terrible habit, I have to tell you.
Looking at the picture, though, you're not a prude. That's it. I see that. You're not a prude.
Right.
You enjoy life. I think you're cute. So, boy, you're
cute. Well, I don't think, you know what, and all the stuff that I talk about being smart and everything, I don't think there's any contradiction at all. I don't see any conflict.
Well, don't you think it's moving really right about now? Don't you think it might be moving in the other direction because we've been so overloaded with everything that's happened recently?
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's actually part of why, you know, I hope that the message of my book gets across.
Oh, now listen, let's talk about this, Mike.
Okay.
Want to talk about Danica's book called Math Doesn't Suck.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Oh, come on, Math. Danica. How are we supposed to believe that?
Well, you know, you got to get the book to find out.
Math Doesn't Suck. You know, I don't need it anymore, probably. I really don't.
Are there any pictures of you in the book?
Well, particularly because it's aimed towards middle school girls.
It is.
Yes.
I have a middle school child who straight A's in math last year.
That's wonderful.
And I have a girl that's going to be going into middle school that has a little tougher time with math. And would this be, what's the youngest age you would think this book would be okay for?
I would say if it's a, I would say 10 is probably the bottom.
Awesome.
Unless if you've got a really smart 9-year-old. Who
okay,
wants
no,
a little
10
bit
is, that's her age. She just turned 10. I will get that book for her.
Would you be offended if a 48-year-old man bought the book?
I would be honored.
For himself, simply for a photo of you on the back cover, perhaps?
Well, there is a photo on the front cover, but
there is,
if
darling.
You're looking for photos, then Stuff Magazine may be more up your alley.
Well, are you kind of like a math whiz?
I was a math. I got a degree in math. I graduated summa cum laude in math at UCLA, and I loved it. I mean, I just really sort of lapped it up.
Here's one for you. What's 30 plus 30 plus 9?
30. Did you say 30 plus 9?
30 plus 30 plus 9.
Okay, that's very funny.
see, she even left. Rob, we have to bring Rob into this. Seriously, since we're talking math.
He's
Rob,
math whiz,
throw one at her.
69,
right now.
Of course. That's the answer, yes, kids. Yes, 69, what we're looking for.
Wait, you can't talk all at once. You're not going to be able to hear the math.
Okay, Rob, give her this.
Give her not a joke one. Give her a real one,
this
Rob.
This is Rob Spiewak. Rob was good in school, unlike the rest of us, and Rob will we'll talk math with you right now.
What's 4 cubed?
4 cubed?
Yes.
Is that 64?
That is. I mean, it, without like preparing a math question, it's
tough. Did you put the question?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, Danica, did you put the question mark on the end of it just to seem like you might not know?
What?
You knew it. You knew it.
You know what? This big boy is pretty smart. See if you can stump him with a math question.
How about
Danica?
This?
Hold on. Okay. She's going to give you one now. Now, throw one back at Rob, okay?
You want me to throw one back at Rob?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
He's college educated.
Rob, what is your experience in math, first of all?
I graduated from VCU.
Virginia Commonwealth University.
As far as he's probably the smartest man in this room.
Wow, okay.
I lean more towards geometry than algebra.
Now, see,
Come on, you wuss.
Yeah, I think
all right, let's see, because all these little proofs are coming into my head. Do you want to do a proof? Can you do, like, sort of a heuristic proof?
Try me.
All right, let's hear the proof of the fact that 0.9 repeating forever equals 1.
Well, just because if 0.9 is 1/10 of a way from 1, right?
No, 0.9 repeating.
Right, yeah, but I'm just laying out an example here,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
So 0.99 is 1/100 of a way from 1,
yes.
Right? 0.999 is 1/1000. Don't you see how it's getting smaller and smaller? If it were to go on forever, eventually it would have to equal 1.
Right.
Thank you.
That's a perfectly good heuristic proof.
Excellent.
No idea what they were talking about.
The other question is, do the listeners?
Look at this picture of her, though, on her back with her legs up in the air.
Oh my God, she is so hot.
Math doesn't stock is much more middle school level math.
Is 6 factorial?
The magic of this show, Danica, is
it's
that...
6 times 5 times 4 times 3 times 2, and I don't want to do that in my head.
720.
Nice.
Rob.
Good.
The magic of our show is that our listeners are from the womb to the tomb.
That's right.
So
absolutely.
You're speaking to children and grandparents.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to like have our own little math discussion so you guys,
I would have loved to be in school and had you walk
There's
in as
a math
my
discussion.
Teacher.
What's 1 plus 1, baby? Me plus you equals...
That's you and me getting together, baby.
Yeah. That's right.
Oh, you're fantastic.
That's right, Danica. Well, listen, you are really just a... hot as balls, and it's nice that you're a normal girl.
Thank you,
and that's a compliment in this day and age.
You're gonna stay. You're gonna stay with show business, though. You're gonna continue to act.
Oh yes, yes, I love acting. Acting is just so much fun. In fact, next week I think I'm shooting an episode of How I Met Your Mother. I did an episode a year and a half ago, and they're reprising my character. Yeah. I played Trudy, who had a one-night stand with Josh, the main guy in that show.
Oh. I really did dig you on The West Wing. I flipped out. I used to really be addicted to that show. I really did a double take, like in the comics, you know, when the guy goes like, I was like, the first time you were on, I was like, whoa, hold on. That's like grown-up Winnie Cooper. Cool.
And any marriage plans in the future for you, Danica?
Probably eventually, but, you know.
No need to rush that, right?
I don't know anything about your boyfriend. I have not seen a picture, but I just will tell you he's not good enough for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just not good enough for
you. Does he treat you good, Danica?
He treats me like a princess, and he's so smart and so creative and interesting.
We're out, yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, we were out a long time ago. Well, anyway.
Can he do the 0.9 repeating thing?
You know what's funny is that he's brilliant, but he doesn't like math.
I like math.
You're married, Rob.
You don't know how often I've tried to say, oh, well, let me just show you this. Like the other day we were talking about binary numbers. Well, we were talking about computer processing speed, and And I was saying, well, you know why it goes from like 8-bit to 16-bit to 32? And he's like, no. I tried to explain to him.
What an
idiot. No.
Binary is so hot. Isn't it hot?
Does, at that point, when you're saying that to your boyfriend, is he just undressing you with his eyes and going,
right.
Yes, darling. Yes, honey. Yes, honey. Let's go to the pool now.
No. His brain actually just shuts down. He's like, so anyway, and just change the subject.
Oh, boy.
You're cool.
I like her a lot.
Very nice talking to you. Danica's book, Math Don't Suck. That's a joke, honey. Is at Amazon.com. Math doesn't suck.
I will get it for both my daughters. I will do that right away, Danica.
Yeah, grammar don't suck either.
And I will get your stuff, picture magazines for my son, who is in college.
Okay.
nice talking to you.
You too. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye, Danica.
Bye.
God, thank you so much for that.
She's not such a prude, huh?
So much, but I mean, really, I mean, the interview was hard for me up until you produced the stuff pictures.
See, she can't go totally with the prude thing because she did like the soft core. I mean, she's got clothes on.
And she's in tremendous shape, too. We should point that out.
Yeah, and she used the word suck. Twice.
He's gonna hold on to that forever.
And you, math genius.
How about that?
That's pretty good. You
haven't
done
a proof in a while.
And I believe you got a boner in all of that. You were like jumping towards the microphone.
No need to speak in the past tense.
You're attracted to her because of fractions and stuff.
Yeah. You know, the only thing I heard about her during the Stuff magazine shoot is that when she, you know, they try on different lingerie, and after everyone, her bra smelled like an Ace bandage. I cannot get it out of my head. That is my fun fact of the show today.
I remember smelling my mother's bra.
They were definitely the consistency of Ace bandages.
It was the color of the Ace bandage as well.
Yes. Yes. And not because of wear or tear, but
it's
there was
the color
a
that it came.
There was a flesh colored style of those Wonder Bras.
And the reason that I associate the smell of the tape with that is of elastic wrap is that it was the smell of my mom's sweat inside that thing. And I remember going to the hamper and seeing it. Come on, who hasn't done that, right?
Yes.
I guess am I the only one that smelled?
No, I'm not.
Smelled mom's bra?
I don't know if I smelled mom's bra, but I definitely found it a curiosity.
Sure.
And I would look at it, and we both discussed this years ago when we were reliving the horrible experience of you know, accidentally walking in on our mom when they would be in their armor.
And she's like, oh.
It's horrible.
Jesus horrible. Christ.
Terrible.
Terrible. It's horrible.
It's terrible.
It's terrible. Hello, Danica.
Boy, that for whatever reason, it was the math and the then talking about the Wonder Years and then seeing the picture and stuff.
I had never mentioned to you that Michelle Wee thing, huh? Take a look at Michelle Wee.
She's absolutely right on.
You know what she is? She's Michelle Wee.
Yeah.
She's like Winnie Cooper, just, you know, with the oriental eyes.
32 years young.
Wow. Still out there.
Still there, you know, has the whiz kid boyfriend. She'll tire of him.
She probably is a real slut in bed.
I bet she is. I bet she's a wild animal.
Dirty slut.
Mm-hmm. Dirty, dirty, dirty. And first thing I do is get her hooked on smokes.
Dirty talker, too.
Yeah.
And when you say, come on, say it now. F me, Winnie Cooper.
I'm Winnie Cooper. I'm effing you.
Now call me Kevin Arnold.
Yeah, they just, you know, a few Marlboro Reds to get her into that. Hi, I'm Winnie Cooper. How are you?
Remember that mom on the Wonder Years?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm trying right now.
The
kind of ditzy mom, right?
No, she was the down to earth. Well, you know, I guess in that circumstance.
Little ditzy.
The dad was like the hard ass, go to work, bring home the
tough guy.
Come home at night at the end of the day, like, hey, what the hell's going on at my house? Yeah,
but the mom was kind of like the Pollyanna. She was definitely the, everything's fine, Kevin.
And Kevin's big sister wasn't anything too bad either.
She was hot, as I recall.
Was it Dabo? Olivia Dabo? Yes.
She was the blonde, right?
Wow.
That's a good pull on her name, Robbie. Yeah. Wow, you must really have a boner.
Only one way to find out, Don.
I can prove that mathematically.
Robbie, the bus.
Give me the ruler.
Bus is going to roll over your boner. Watch out.
This is the Don and Mike Show.